News Talk 1620 WTAW, catching up on events taking place at the Brazos Valley Food Bank, speaking with Director Teresa Mangapura. First of the events that's coming up is this Saturday from 11 until 2 in downtown Bryan. Is the 7th annual Empty Bowls fundraiser.
With the revitalization of downtown Bryan and the businesses that and restaurants particularly that are becoming so popular downtown, I've definitely seen a lot of them stepping up to the plate to give back to this event, and mostly in the way of providing the soup, which is a very important part of the event. It's that simple meal of soup and water in a bowl that you buy. First, the bowl's empty, and then we fill it with some food, but it is a simple food, and it's a reminder of the many people that go hungry locally but also globally in this world. So the businesses, I think, but then also, I mean, this is our, I think, 7th year to do this, and I say we. I need to give a lot of praise to Greta Watkins of the Frame Gallery, because this was her baby that she started, but there's been a lot more individual potters and artists that have gotten involved. Like MSC Fish is a student group at A&M, and this will be their 2nd year. But we've got Girl Scout troops You Paint It has always been wonderful, but they've really stepped up and opened it up to even let some staff and board members and their kids come paint bowls that can be a part of it. So it's really grown and moved in a lot of different ways. So, yeah, it's exciting to see the different ways that people can support not only artists, but then again, obviously, the food bank.
What else for this time of the year are you all getting geared up to do and how listeners can help?
Well, you know, it's busy, and I'm grateful for that. So we have 2 events that are annual events, and then there's actually a new one. So on the 14th of November, the Muslim Student Association at Texas A&M is doing a fast-a-thon. And so for individuals who fast for the day, they actually have to register on their website. There's a few local businesses that will make a donation. I think it's a couple of dollars per person, and that event usually raises a couple thousand dollars. And we break our fast at a dinner that is provided by that student organization. So that's the 14th of November on campus at the MSC. There's some information about that on our website. And then there is a run through the lights at Santa's Wonderland on Saturday, November 17th. And the really cool part about this is that it's actually an evening run, so it won't be like pitch black dark, but it'll be dusk, and then all the lights will be lit up out there, and you get to run through that. And it's my understanding that cars have only before now been able to go through that. So this is kind of an exclusive event, and then opens up their season when they let cars come through and all that. So to register for that, you need to go to their website, which is Santa's Wonderland. And I think the deadline for registering for that is the 14th of November.
And then now we've talked an awful lot about contributing food, contributing money. I'm sure there are opportunities also to contribute time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Does it get any, I'm guessing with the holidays coming up, you may have a number of volunteers from A&M and from the schools that you're going to need to have people replace them who are going to be out on break.
There's a little bit of that, but there's also something pretty cool about this community where the people who live here all year round think about doing those kinds of things during the holidays. So we actually, it's my understanding that we're pretty booked up on most Saturdays and Tuesday evenings and Wednesday evenings when we do have extended hours through the rest of the year. I know that sounds crazy, but if you're someone that has a different work schedule or you're retired or that you don't work, we always can use volunteers here during the day, during the week. And then after come January, we're definitely back up to needing volunteers again.
And again, go to the website, give a call. And
I think going to the website will get you good information, but you always can call and ask for Jason, and he'll ask you kind of what you're looking for, if you're an individual or if you're a group, and fit you right on in the schedule.
Have I missed anything?
We're very lucky as an organization that so many individuals and so many groups and so many churches like to lend their support to us. And sometimes our name is out there so much that the public feels like, well, they're already very well supported. They don't need our help. And we are very well supported, but we need that kind of support all year round, every year, just to meet our basic mission. Because just 6% of our funding comes from the government. So, you know, the rest of that money is individuals and foundations and grants and businesses. And so our name is out there a lot because it needs to be, just so we can do what we need to do. And I don't want anyone to think that we don't need your help.
How many are being served? And how's that number gone up? Because I don't think it's gone down.
No, it didn't. Because we're not quite at the end of this year, we do track that on a calendar year, but it went from 2010 calendar year was a little over 44,000, and then calendar year 2011, it was a little over 50,000. So
what's the projection for 2012?
I expect it to be around the same, but a little bit more, but not that kind of jump that we had from 2010 to 2011. And the primary reason for that is that all the agencies and pantries, everyone's been really extended for several years now. And sometimes people have been turned away from the lines just because of resources not being there.
Has that happened with you all?
It has happened with our mobile food pantry, yes, and as far as our backpack program, we never have enough of those. We're so many more schools want that program and need that program, so yeah. Those are the hard things. Those are the questions that when you ask me that, then I'll think about it for the rest of the night and I won't be able to sleep tonight because it makes me feel sad to think about that we aren't doing as much as we need to.
Yeah, but that provides another opportunity for someone to perhaps step up.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's cheaper than you think, and it's more impactful than you would ever know. So anyone who wants to know more, I would welcome them calling me. Teresa Mangapur, my extension's 100. I'm very passionate about it, and I can give you more detail than you'd ever want to know about what we're doing.
You can also find more information on the Brazos Valley Food Bank website, bvfb.org. Thanks again to Teresa Mangapur for the update on what's happening at the Brazos Valley Food Bank on News Talk 1620 WTAW.